بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Okay, today this is our fourth session reading from Let's Begin to Read Arabic. And the lessons that we're going to be taking today are lessons 6 and 7. Lesson 6 dealing with the long vowel alif, and lesson 7 dealing with the consonant ha, as in huwa and allahu. I hope that those of you who are doing this course for the first time have been practicing and rereading the lessons from the previous weeks, from the previous sessions. And if you have any questions, inshallah, as we review the lessons that we have taken previously, inshallah, you'll take advantage of the opportunity to ask any questions that you have, any need for clarification, or whatever, yani, you may have with you that you want to discuss, then you can bring it up, inshallah, as we review the previous lessons. Normally, in the beginning of the class, we're going to review what we have taken in the past, either the previous lessons or previous lessons, as much as is necessary, before we go on to the new lessons. So, before we start with the lesson for today, or the lessons for today, lessons 6 and 7, inshallah, before we do that, we want to go back and look at what we had before. Before we review the previous lessons, I want to just remind us of a couple of things. The first thing, in the first lesson that we took, we covered what? The first lesson. Meme. We covered the letter meme. And what else? In the first lesson, lesson number one, the vowels. The consonant meme and the three vowel sounds. Fatha, Kasra, and Dhamma. And so we know that these vowel sounds may be used with any letter. They're always going to be the same. Yani, if the line is written above a letter, as in this lesson that we're going to be taking today with the long vowel aleph, if the line is written above the letter, that means that's fatha, a sound, a. If it is written below the letter, then we know that's kasra, I sound, e. Short sound, a. E, and this other symbol that looks different than the other two, yani, this is the dhamma or u sound, u. So we have three vowel sounds that we took in the first lesson, and we discussed them in some detail in the introduction before we took the first lesson. And we also had some introductory notes to the Arabic language where we explained what is fatha, what is kasra, what is dhamma. So what I want to say now is that learning the short vowel sounds are critical. This is part of the foundation of what you're going to be doing in learning how to read Arabic. And today we're going to look at the first of the long vowel sounds. So I just want to make sure that if anybody has any question about the short vowels, the three vowel sounds, fatha, kasra, or dhamma, that you have a chance to ask. Anybody have a question about them? Yani, there are three vowel sounds in Arabic. There's a, e, and u. A is written above the letter. E is written below the letter, and U is also written above the letter, but it looks different than the other two sounds. Each of these three vowel sounds can be elongated or made longer, can be lengthened its sound, as we're going to see in the first lesson that we're going to take today, the elongation of the A sound, the fatha vowel. We're going to see that it's elongated by the letter aleph, and that's going to be our first lesson today. But for now, what I want to make sure is that the vowel signs, what they look like, and the sounds, what they sound like, are clear to us. If anybody has a question about that before we go on, then it's important. Even if there's a doubt or something that you're unsure about, don't hesitate to ask a question. Okay, after that, in the second lesson, we took another consonant. We took the letter what? Noon. In the second lesson, we took the letter noon. And by now, the letter meem and the letter noon should be distinct and clear to every one of us. Because the letter noon, what is distinct about it? Is that it has a dot. One dot called a nuqta. The dot is written above it. And we're going to notice that certain letters have one or two or three dots, might be written above or below. And these are going to be distinguishing signs to help you to recognize the letters. There'll be other things also. Yani, the meme doesn't look anything like noon. So it's basic form is different than the letter noon, but the noon becomes clear to us when we know it has one dot and that dot is above the letter. In lesson 3, we took what? Did we take a letter in lesson 3?
We took sukoon. Okay, somebody tell me briefly, what is sukoon? What do you know about sukoon? Abdullahi.
Sukoon is the absence of vowel
sound. Sukoon represents the absence of a vowel sound. It means that that consonant doesn't have a vowel. In terms of the practical application of sukoon, how does it work? It requires that when you see a letter with sukoon, that you join it to the letter before it to make one syllable with the letter before it. Whenever you see sukoon, it means stop on that letter and join it to the letter that's before it. Okay? As far as sukoon. After sukoon in lesson 4 we had? Lam. We had the letter lam. The lam is like L in English. Okay? And it also looks different than the letters we had before. It doesn't have any dot, but it doesn't look like meem. It doesn't look like noon. So we should know the distinguishing signs of lam. Primarily, is that it's like a straight line, but it has a loop, yani, on the bottom that comes up. It's modified slightly when you join it to something before it or something after it or comes on the end. But you have to recognize each letter, how it looks in the beginning, how it looks in the middle, and how it looks in the end. Most of the letters retain their basic form with some slight modification to enable you to connect what's before it or to connect what's after it. Yani, the modification in the letter primarily is going to be at the end of the letter or the bottom of the letter in order to connect it to something before it or something after it. The last thing that we took in lesson 5 was the shadda. And shadda, what does shadda mean or what is it used for? Naam, Saeed.
It doubles.
Huh?
It doubles.
It doubles the consonant. Okay, it means that there's a double consonant. The same consonant is repeated twice. Two lam or two memes or two noons with a condition that if you have a double consonant, the first one must have sukoon. It must have sukoon. Okay, the first one must have sukoon. If the first one has a vowel, you can't use shadda. You have to write both of them. Okay, this is very important. Because this requirement of a double consonant, the first one must have sukoon, means that when you read a letter that has shadda, you read it the same way you read a letter that has sukoon. Because shadda means a double letter, the first one has sukoon. So that means that double letter, the first one of them, is going to be a letter with sukoon that you join to the letter before it. You're going to join it to the letter before it, and the second one you're going to pronounce normally with whatever vowel it has, fatha, kasra, or dhamma. We're going to look at these lessons right now, what we just talked about, and I think for the most part everybody has a good understanding of what we've covered so far. Alright, so open up your book to lesson number 1. We're going to look at lesson number 1 just quickly. Open up your book to lesson number 1. And we're going to review lesson number 1, yani, together. Alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. No problem. Okay, lesson number 1. Lesson number 1 is on page 9. Everybody should be on page 9. On the top of the page, lesson number 1, it says new element, ma, mi, mu, means the letter meem with the three vowel sounds, fatha, kasra, or dhamma. On the first line, we see the meem written 6 times. Yani, the first 3 are in one form, that's the independent, original form of the letter. And then the next 3 are the initial or beginning form of the letter when it's connecting to something following it. After that, we have 2 lines of exercise, and we're going to read them together. Okay, we're going to read them together. The first line is mi ma.
Mi ma.
Okay, I want you to read them with me. When I say first line, first word, I want you to read it for me, okay? Mim kasra, mim fatha.
Mi ma.
Mi ma. Mim dhamma, mim kasra.
Mu mi.
Mu mi. Mim fatha, mim fatha.
Ma ma.
Ma ma. Mim kasra, mim kasra. Mi, mi, and mim dhamma, mim dhamma.
Mu
mu. Line 2. Line 2, lesson 1, page 9. Mim kasra, mim dhamma, mim fatha.
Mi mu ma.
Mi mu ma. Mim fatha, mim kasra, mim dhamma.
Ma mi mu.
Ma mi mu. Mim kasra, mim fatha, mim dhamma, mim kasra.
Mi ma mu mi.
Mi ma mu mi. Okay. Lesson 2. The lesson noon. Noon is pronounced from the tip of the tongue. With the tip of the tongue, upper part of the tip of the tongue, touching the gums above the upper front teeth. Like regular N in English, but just to have some idea how its articulation point is described. Okay, the letter noon, at the top of the page we have it written, six times. In the independent form, and then in the beginning or initial form. Okay? What we want to do is go straight to the exercise number 1, page 10 we're on. Lesson 2, page 10, exercise number 1. Noon fatha, noon fatha.
Na na.
Na na. Noon kasra, noon dhamma.
Ni
nu. Ni nu. Noon dhamma, noon kasra.
Noon ni.
Noon ni. Noon fatha, noon fatha, noon kasra.
Na na ni.
Na na ni. Noon kasra, noon fatha, noon dhamma.
Ni
na, ni na nu. Noon dhamma, noon kasra, noon fatha. Noon ni na. Okay, line 2. Mim kasra, noon fatha.
Mi na.
Mi na. Noon fatha, mim kasra.
Na mi.
Na mi. Mim fatha, noon dhamma.
Ma nu.
Ma nu. Noon fatha, mim fatha, noon fatha.
Na ma.
Na ma na. Mim kasra, noon fatha, mim kasra.
Mi na mi.
Mi na mi. The third lesson is the lesson that deals with sukoon. Sukoon merely means the absence of a vowel. It means that you have to join that letter which has sukoon to the letter before it. Okay, line 1, we only have one line of exercise, and we have 4 words. Line 1, the first word is mim fatha noon sukoon. Should be pronounced men. Men. Yani ma plus noon with sukoon, men. One syllable. Mim kasra noon sukoon. Min. Noon fatha mim sukoon. Nam. Noon kasra, mim sukoon, noon fatha. Nim na. Okay, lesson 4. Lesson 4 was the letter lam. It's pronounced basically the same way like L in English. Okay, for this exercise, we're just going to read the words line by line. We're just going to read the words line by line because it's a little bit longer exercise. We don't want to take too much time. This is just merely review. Line 1, first word.
Mill.
Mill. Naam. Line 1, second word.
Nell.
Nell. Third word.
Lam.
Lem. Fourth word.
Len.
Len. We're on page 12, lesson 4. Line 1, last word.
Limen.
Limen. Limen. Line 2, again. We're on page 12, lesson 4, line nam.
Lumna.
Oh, okay, yeah. The first word, lumna. Lumna. Second word,
milna.
The third expression is 2 words. You're going to read them together. 2 words.
Lemnanam.
Lemnanam. The last expression is 2 words also.
Lam.
Na mil. Lem namil. Lem namil. Okay, the third line also, the third line has 2 words. The first expression is 2 words.
Lam
nanel. Nanel. Lem nanel. Second one.
Lam
nalum. Na lum. Lem nalum. The last word, line 3. Nam. Malalna. 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 Fayyib. Any question about this fourth lesson? Any question about lesson number 4? Nam. Line 1, page 12.
Is it
mil?
Mil?
Yeah, it's mil. 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 Okay, it should be short and it should be one syllable. Mil. Now.
And if you hold it, what happens is it becomes a shadda sound. Okay? If you elongate the vowel or hold the consonant, emphasize the consonant, that's the sound of shadda. Just change the word and change the meaning. Is it what? It's mil. 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 Fayib, okay, lesson number 5. This is the last lesson that we took. This lesson is dealing with shadda. Shadda means the consonant is doubled. So for example, in the first word on the top of the page, we have meem fatha, noon fatha, two syllables. Ma, na. Ma, na. The second word has the same meem and the same noon, but the noon has shadda. The noon has shadda. Alright, so instead of ma, na, now we have meem, noon with sukoon. Shadda means the first letter has sukoon. So you have meem, noon with sukoon. That's one syllable. And then we have the second noon with its vowel fatha. So it became men, na. You hold the sound of the noon because it's double, so you say men, na. Don't elongate the vowel, just hold the consonant. Menna. Menna. Okay, without elongating the vowel, unless there's something to elongate it. Okay, the first line, page 13, lesson 5. First line, the first word.
Menna.
Menna. Second word.
Namma.
Namma. Third word.
Lamma.
Lamma. Last word.
Malla.
Okay, second line. First word. Sounds like we have two different answers here. Okay, everybody all together. First word. Nam. Na munnu. Yani na mu is followed by noon with shadda. So it means meem dhamma noon with sukoon. That became mun, and then another noon with dhamma, so it became na munnu, na munnu, na munnu. Second word,
na
lummu, na lummu. The last word,
mananna,
mananna. Again, mananna. Okay, shadda merely means the letter is doubled. The first one has sukoon, which you have to join to whatever letter is before. And the second one has whatever vowel is written with it. By the way, before we go on to the lesson for today, I just want to mention that I will be sending to the class every week, as part of your homework assignment, extra exercises for each letter or for each lesson. Those extra exercises are for those who need it. Yani, if you read the lesson and it's easy and you have no problem and it's no difficulty, then it's not necessary for you to do it. But if you're learning this for the first time, I recommend that you do it. Even if you find the lesson easy, I recommend that you do the extra exercises just for practice, so that you become strong in recognizing the letter and pronouncing the sounds properly. This will be helpful. The more you read, the more you write, the more you practice, the stronger you're going to become in your reading and your writing and your pronunciation. So, if there are any people who are doing this book for the first time, you're learning the alphabet for the first time, please do those exercises. If you don't have a printer, inshallah, I'll be printing a few copies out, not for the whole class, but for those who need it. I'll print a few copies out every week. If you need it, then please, before you leave, make sure you ask me for the copy of the extra exercises for each lesson. Okay? Inshallah, I will بإذن الله تعالى try to remember to print out a few copies every week for those who need it, and that's not a problem, but just remind me if you need it, make sure you take it before you leave the class. Okay, let's go to the new lesson. Naam, Abdul Sabur. Oh, by the way, did anybody not sign the attendance when you came in? Where's the attendance at? Okay, please pass it around. There's one other over here in the back, in the front, and the side over there. Please try to pass the attendance around. Naam.
Question about lesson 5, the last word on line 2.
Lesson 5, the last word on line 2. Okay, let's see. Hold on, let me just find the page. Lesson 5, page page 13, line 2, the last word. Uh-huh. Go ahead. What's your question? It's ma-nan-na. Yeah, but you have to hold the noon because of shadda. You say ma-nan-na. Ma-nan-na. Yes, three syllables. Ma-nan-na. Ma-nan-na. Ma-nan-na.
So that was the double at the end because of the one that's four.
It's doubled, right? It's doubled. Look. It's like this. Ma-nan-na. Okay? This is meem fatha ma. This is noon with fatha. Another noon with sukoon. This shadda here. And then a noon with fatha. So it became ma nan na. Ma nan na. Alright? Ma nan na. Okay, the last letter has shadda. That means that last letter noon is doubled. The first of the two noons has sukoon, which is joined to the noon before it. Okay, because there's a noon and then there's a noon with shadda. That means there's three noons. Noon with fatha, the last noon has shadda. That means the first of those two has sukoon. Ma nan na. Ma nan na. Is it good?
I got it.
Okay. In any case, look. You have any doubt, something you're not really sure about, ask a question. Even if you think you have it, but you're not absolutely certain, ask to be sure. Because we don't want you to go on, and perhaps there may be some issue, some problem, some lack of clarity, and then, yani, as we go on to lessons later, you might be doing something wrong, and you keep practicing it wrong, it becomes more difficult to fix later on. Let's fix it from the beginning, inshallah. Okay, we're going to take the new lesson. The new lesson is lesson number 6. It's on page 14. It says new element. There's a meme on the top of the page with fatha. That's the regular letter meme with fatha, ma. And then there's a meme with fatha followed by aleph. This is the new element. Yani, when you have any consonant with a fatha vowel followed by aleph, it means that the aleph elongates the sign of the fatha vowel. So instead of it being ma, meme fatha ma, it became Mim fatha aleph ma ma. Okay, the normal count or length of a long vowel, its normal count is 2 counts, meaning it's twice as long as a short vowel. So from ma it became ma, 2 counts. Yani it's twice as long as the short vowel. But in the Quran we will find that there's different types of long vowel sounds. So there's the med tabi'i, which is 2 counts. And then there's yani far'i, yani the branches of different types of meds, which might be 3 or 4 or 5 counts. Usually it's to be 4 or 5 counts, or might be med lazim 6 counts. So the long vowel can be very long, but the long vowel we're dealing with now is just 2 counts. Ma, 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 ma. If sometimes I might exaggerate the sound, lengthening it a little more, it's just to make sure you can hear that there's a long sound and a short sound. Okay, sometimes we're going to exaggerate the sound of shadda. I'll hold it very long, but normally you're not going to hold it that long. But the point is, I want to make sure you hear the difference in the sound. Okay, so sometimes I will exaggerate, and that's just to make sure that you hear the difference in the sound. Okay, let's look at this lesson again. Lesson number 6, page 14. At the top of the page, we have meme with a short vowel, fatha, and meme with a long vowel, yani fatha elongated by aleph. Okay, the difference in the sound is that it's twice as long in the sound of the vowel. The same exact sound of fatha is just elongated. That's all. It's no change in the sound. Okay, the first line we're looking at, the first word, first of 5 words on line 1. The first word is mim fatha elongated by aleph. So you pronounce it ma. And then there's lam with fatha, short vowel, la. So how you pronounce it together? Nam, ma la. Long and short, ma la. Okay, both letters, meme and lam, have the fatha sound. But the first one is elongated and the second one is not. Ma la. Ma la. Ma la. Okay, the second word, line one, noon with fatha elongated by aleph.
Ma.
Na. A meme with fatha, short vowel.
Ma.
Ma. Na. Ma. Nama. Nama Ahmed. Fit Dars. Oh, is anybody here named Ahmed? Oh, okay, good. I said Ahmed was sleeping during the lesson. No Ahmed here today. Listening, huh? Now, Salahuddin, you have a question? Okay. Okay, first word is Mala, second word Nama, the third word is Noon, Kasra, Mim with Sukoon. How do we pronounce it? Nim. Okay, you join the Mim with Sukoon to the Noon with Kasra, it becomes one syllable. Nim. The second, the next letter, Noon with Fatha, elongated by Aleph.
Na.
Na. Okay, so let's pronounce it together.
Nim.
Na. Na. Nim, one syllable. Na, second syllable. Nimna. That means all of us went to sleep. Nimna. Taib. Now.
The last one we did.
Yeah.
Nama. You said it comes from sleep.
Yeah, nama. Nama means to sleep. Yeah.
The root word would be noun.
Well, the masdar, the infinitive that comes from that verb is naum. Yes, naum. Like saum. Sama, yasumu, saum. Fasting. Nama, yanamu, naum. Sleeping. Taib. The fourth word, next to the last word, line one, noon fatha. Noon fatha elongated by aleph, and then mim with dhamma. Okay, short vowel, long vowel, short vowel. Let's read it.
Na,
na. Na, na, mu. The first one is short, second one is long, third one is short. Nanamu. Nanamu. Nana, all the sleeping stuff here, we need to go to new words. Nanamu. Nanamu doesn't mean we were sleeping, it means we are sleeping right now. So we're just reading the lessons in our sleep. Nanamu. Okay, the last word. The last word, mim with kasra, lam with sukoon. That means make it one syllable. Mil. And then noon with fatha, elongated by aleph.
Na.
Na. Together we read it as? Mil. Na. Okay, we have a sukoon there. Means join the lamb to the meme with kasra, mil. And then we have noon with fatha, elongated by aleph. Na. Mil. Na. Okay, line two. Line two, pay attention. There's a sukoon. And then there's a fatha being elongated, okay? I'm not going to give you the word this time. I'm going to let you read it for yourself. But pay attention. There's sukoon, and then there's an elongation. What's the first word on line two? Noon kasra. Nil na. Nil na. Nil na. Okay, second word. Line two. Lum na. Okay, again there's a sukoon. Lum na. Lum na. Third word.
Nama.
Two long vowels, right? Two long vowels. Both of them are twice as long as the short vowel fatha sound. Na ma. Nama. Nama. Okay, fourth word, line two.
Linna.
Lin with shadda. There's a shadda here, right? So that means the lamb with kasra followed by noon with shadda means a noon with sukoon. Lin. And then there's another noon with fatha being elongated by aleph, na. So it became lin and na, but we're going to hold the letter with the shadda a little bit, so we're going to pronounce them together, and we're going to hold it, pronounce it as linna, linna, linna. Okay, the last word? Short vowel, long vowel. Lana, lana, short vowel. Long vowel. Lena. Lena. Okay, the third line is really an example of the letter lam with fatha when it is elongated by aleph. The letter lam, whenever it has fatha being elongated by aleph, we write it a special way. Okay?
Yani, this is only for the letter lamb, right? The letter lamb is written like this. If it has fatha and it's elongated by aleph, you might think that you just write this lamb and then add the aleph to it and it became lamb. But not so in Arabic. When you have lamb with fatha, whenever it's only for the letter lamb, and only when it has the vowel fatha, if that vowel fatha is elongated by aleph, this aleph here after the lamb is just going to be joined to it. Okay? It's just going to be joined to it. So it's like this. Yeah, and it's the lamb, fatha, and the aleph is just connected to it. Okay, this is called the combination of these two letters, the letter lamb and the letter aleph. When it comes like this, it's called lamb aleph. Lamb aleph. Lamb aleph means when the lamb has fatha that's elongated by aleph, this is how you're going to write it. You're going to connect the aleph to the lamb. Now,
where did you get the long negation from the last
lana?
Lana, you said.
Lana in the line 2?
Yeah, line 2 with the last word.
The last word in line 2, I said that there's lamb with fatha, that's the short vowel, right? La. And then there's noon with fatha elongated by aleph. Noon with fatha elongated by aleph. That's a long vowel. Aleph is following the noon, right? So whenever any letter has a fatha followed by aleph, that means elongation. Fatha is elongated by aleph. And each of the vowels, fatha, kasra, and dhamma, each of them has a particular letter that elongates their vowel sound. Fatha is only elongated by aleph. Kasra, as we'll see later on, is only elongated by ya. And dhamma is only elongated by
wow.
Alright? So whenever you see a consonant that has fatha followed by aleph, that's elongation. We'll see later on that the aleph has different uses. It's not just a long vowel, but it also may be a seed for hamza. So we have to pay attention, because sometimes you might see a letter with fatha followed by aleph, but the aleph is not a long vowel here. It may be a seed for hamza. We'll learn that later on. But for now, we're going to see it just like this. Fatha followed by aleph means elongation. Okay? Any question? Any question?
Naam.
Salahuddin?
Is there an easier way where you can write that lam aleph where it can be recognized as such for someone who can't do that little loop on the bottom right now?
I don't know if there's an easier way to write it.
Like
I don't know what makes you think. I don't know what makes you think an easier way. What makes you think that this way is hard? It's not hard. Look, you just write the letter lam, right?
Yeah.
And then go back this way. It come up, right? It's the letter lam, and then you just do like that. All right, just practice a little bit, inshallah. I don't know the easier way to do it. I mean, I haven't studied penmanship in a long time. And I forgot how they taught how to do this. I don't remember now. It's been like 30 years. Naam. Abdul Wali.
Is it a difference between the fatha from the first or from the second part of it?
It should be on the consonant that the vowel is for. In this book, there's sometimes you may see the vowel out of place, as in this lam aleph.
Okay.
On the bottom of the page 14, the lam fatha aleph at the end of the line, and the one before that, it looks like it's on the aleph instead of the lamb. But if you look at the same line in parenthesis, lamb fatha plus aleph, you see the fatha is written directly on top of the lamb. That's the way it should be. A vowel should always be above or below its consonant. Okay, otherwise it won't be clear what is actually happening here. Sometimes also, that's right. So we'll like try to pay attention, but this is a good observation, because actually it looks like the fatha is here on top of the aleph. It does look like that. As you get used to it, and you'll be able to, you know, it'll be a little bit more clear, right? But for now, this could be a problem. The vowel not being in its place could be a problem. So when you are writing, make sure you always put the vowel above or below the letter that it is connected to. always try to write it directly above or below the letter that it's connected to. So there won't be any confusion about which letter the vowel is connected to. Okay, any other question? Any other questions? Okay, let's go a little bit further into this lesson, a little bit further. This is lesson 6, right? There's another page on lesson page 15, continuation of lesson 6 on page 15. There's a fourth line on the top of page 15. Okay, here again, we see that the fatha is written a little bit out of place. It's not directly over the lam. It looks more like it's over top of the aleph. But it should be lam, fatha, aleph. Yani, the fatha is elongated by aleph. So lam, fatha, aleph should be pronounced la, la, and then mim with fatha, ma. Okay, so how should we pronounce it?
La,
ma. La, ma. Lama, lama yalumu, ya Muhammad. Not Muhammad. Where's Muhammad? Muhammad's over there. I'm sorry. Lama, lama, lama yalumu. Okay, the second line, huh? What does it mean, ya somebody?
To blame somebody.
Yeah, you know the guy who always blaming somebody else for something? Whenever they make a mess of something, they say, he did it. Naam. Lama. Okay, second word, line 4, page 15. Lam, fatha, elongated by aleph, should be pronounced?
La.
La. Noon with fatha?
Na.
Na. So it should be pronounced?
La.
La. Na. Or if you say it as one word, lana. Lana. Okay, the first word, lama. Second word, lana. Na. Okay, the last word, lam fatha, elongated by aleph. La, mim fatha, elongated by aleph. Okay, two elongations here. Both syllables have long vowels, so it should be pronounced. La, ma. La, ma. Okay, the first word is la, ma. The last word is lama. You hear the difference between lama and lama. Okay? There's a difference in the sound and a difference in the meaning. Change the meaning, okay? Be careful that you don't elongate a vowel that should not be elongated. Okay, let's go back to page 14. We're going to just take a couple more minutes to try to give everybody a chance to read by themselves, okay? We want to give the priority to those who are doing this course for the first time, and then after that everybody else can read, no problem. Okay, let's start with the first line, page 14, lesson 6, line 1, first word, Abdullahi.
Mala.
Naam, mala. Mala. Second word, somebody. Somebody, second word, who wants to read? Naam, Salahuddin.
Nama.
Nama. Third word. Somebody. Muhammad.
Nimna.
Okay, sukoon makes it one syllable. Nim. And then na. Fatha alif. Nimna. Nimna. Okay, fourth word. Saeed.
Nanamu.
Nanamu. Na. Nanamu. Nanamu. Fifth, last word. Suleiman. Suleiman, I got him now. You're in trouble now, bro. I got you. Melna. Melna. Any question about the first line? Okay, second line. Who wants to read? Second line. Who didn't read? Somebody who didn't read, read. Naam, Muhammad. Nilna. Second word. Second word, Naam, who's this behind me? Ibrahim, right? Ibrahim?
Yeah.
Naam, Ibrahim, mashallah. He just got here today, I already know his name. Even though I haven't seen him in years. Naam, read it again.
Lumna.
Lumna. Lumna. Third word. Naam, Mustafa.
Naam.
Naam. Fourth word. Naam, who didn't read yet? Naam, Islam.
Linna.
Linna. Last word. Naam, Abdul Wali. Again?
Hmm.
Is there a shadda there? It sounds as though there's a shadda. Huh? Ah. Lana, lana, lana. Okay, you have in between lana and lana. Lana is shadda. Lana, no shadda. Lana. Okay, lana. Okay, let's turn to the page 15. Line 4, top of the page. Somebody who didn't read yet? Who didn't read yet? Naam, Shakur, Abdul Shakur.
Lama.
Lama. Next word. Naam, ya Hassan.
Lana.
Lana. Lana. Last word. Last word. Who didn't read yet? Somebody who didn't read yet. El Naam, Abdul Sabur.
Lama.
Lama. Okay, listen to the sound of these three words on line 4. La ma, la na, la ma, huh? La ma. Okay, let's go back one more time to page 14. Let's read it together. We're going to go straight across with just a pause in between each word. Line 1, page 14, lesson 6. First word. Mala. Next word.
Nama.
Nama. Third word.
Nimna.
Nimna. Fourth word.
Nama.
Again.
Nama.
Nana. Short. Nanamu. Nanamu. Last word. Line 1.
Milna.
Milna. Line 2. First word. Nilna. Second word.
Lumna.
Lumna. Third word.
Nama.
Nama. Fourth word.
Linna.
Linna. Last word.
Lana.
The first syllable is short. Lana. Lana. Yani hadha lana. This is for us. This is ours. Naam. Okay, line the last line, line 4, page 15. First word?
Lama.
Lama. Second word?
Lana.
Lana. Third word?
Lama.
Lama. Okay, I want you to please practice with each of these lessons according to our 5-point suggested system of studying each lesson. That is, open your book and read the lesson. But you have to read to somebody, because if you make a mistake, how are you going to know? You have to read to somebody, even if it's over the telephone, somebody you pray with in the masjid every day. Ask them to give you 5 minutes. It doesn't take that long to read a lesson. Read the lesson to somebody. Second step, write the lesson out. Open up your notebook and write out the lesson, line by line, the whole lesson in your own notebook. The third step is what? Listen to somebody reading to you. Open your book, look at the book, and listen to somebody reading it, listening, hearing the sounds of what you see. The fourth step is to read it again, but this time not from the textbook, from your own handwriting, from your notebook. Read it again from your own notebook. And the fifth step is to write it again, but not looking at the book, without looking at the book. Write it from what you hear. Somebody read it to you, and you like dictation. Okay, it's called imla, dictation. Somebody reads the lesson to you, line by line, word by word, and you write it out from what you hear without looking at the book. Okay, if you go through each lesson like this, inshallah, and it will help you a lot. It will help you a lot. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Of course, the key is, number one, yani asking Allah's help, and number two, working hard. Okay, this is the end of lesson 6. We're going to look at lesson 7 now. Okay, lesson 7 is actually a new letter. Okay, the last lesson, we didn't really so much have a new letter, but really the elongation of the fatha sound. Now we want to look at a new letter, the letter H. Okay, the letter H. Now let me warn you that there are actually two letters in the Arabic language that usually in English are represented by H. Two letters in the Arabic language People write those letters in English with the letter H, the same letter H, but actually in Arabic they're two different letters. They look different and they sound different. Alright? So please be careful from this. The letter H that we're taking now is Yani. If you look across the letters of the alphabet, it's near the end of the alphabet. At the end of the alphabet, you have the letter Ha, Wow, Ya, and Hamza. At the end of the alphabet, okay? After Qaf, Kaf, Lam, Mim, Noon, Ha, Wa, Yao, and Hamza. This Ha at the end of the alphabet is the Ha that is in the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Qul Huwa. Huwa. Everybody knows Surah Al-Ikhlas, right? So you already know this letter, Ha. It's in Huwa. Allahu. Allahu. Qul Huwa Allahu. That's the H that we're going to take in this lesson. The other H is at the end of this ayat in the word Ahad. Ahad. Ha. That's a different H. Okay, Huwa, that's the H we want to talk about today. Ahad is the other H that we're not going to look at today. Okay? That's the H in Halal and Haram and Ahmed, Muhammad, Mahmood. Huh? Alhamdulillah. We know that H also, right? Because we say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen every day in every rak'ah of every salat, obligatory prayers and voluntary prayers. We're saying it all the time. Alhamd. Okay? Alhamd. That's the other H. That's in the beginning of the alphabet. If you look in the beginning of the alphabet, you see Alif, Ba, Ta, Tha, Jim, Ha, Kha. That Ha is going to be taken later on. Yani that Ha comes in lesson 41 on page 80 of our book, near the end of the book. Yani it's one of the last letters that we're going to take. So for now, if you see H, it's going to be this H that we're going to be studying today. And also I want to warn you to be careful that the letter Ha at the end in its final form and in its independent alone form could sometimes be confused with the letter Ta Marbuta, which looks just like it in the end form except that it has two dots. We're going to take that letter also later on in lesson 21. On page 42, later on. Don't worry about it for now, but I just want you to note that sometimes some of these letters have some resemblance in some situations, and you have to be careful from them. For now, today, we're just going to work with the letter Ha. At the top of the page 16, lesson 7, we see the Ha written in its initial or beginning form. That's how Ha looks when it's in the beginning of a word, when it's connected to a letter following it. But if it is in the middle of a word with a letter before and a letter after it, then it looks in the second form of the Ha, the second way it's written. You notice that it has a connector on both sides of the Ha, so it can connect to what's before it and what's after it. That's the medial or middle form of the letter Ha. The third Ha on the top of the page is the final form. That's how it looks when it's at the end of a word. If it's connected to a letter before it at the end of a word, it looks like this third Ha on the top of the page. And the last, the fourth Ha, is when Ha is written by itself, when it's not connected to anything before it or anything after it, when it's just written by itself. Okay, so we see that the letter has an initial form, beginning form, a middle form, and an ending or final form, and it also has an alone form. And these, each of these forms looks slightly different. Okay, most of the time, the letter in the beginning and middle end is going to keep its basic form with just a small modification. This is one of those letters that actually changes its form a little bit. Okay, so pay attention to how it looks in the beginning, in the middle, and in the end. By the way, as we read the first line, you will notice that each example in this line has Ha in the beginning form. So that's going to help you to see how Ha looks when it's connected to different letters. We have it connected to Mim, connected to Noon, connected to Lam. So you're going to see how it connects to another letter, but in its beginning form. On the second line, we see the letter Ha. Each example in the second line has the letter Ha in the middle form, the medial form, with a letter before and a letter after it. So this will also help you if you pay attention to how it looks when it's connected to various letters, a lam before it, a noon before it, yani a aleph after it, a meme after it. How does it look in the middle form? Okay? The basic middle form is gonna be the same no matter what letters before it or after it. Unless the letter before it is a non-connector, which can't connect to any letter after it. Okay, in that case, if a letter, yani, comes in the middle of a word and the letter before it is a non-connector, then we'll see later on that what happens is that letter that comes after a non-connector is going to go back to its beginning form. It's like it's in the beginning of the word, even though it's in the middle. When we come to that, inshallah, we'll discuss it in detail. The third line on page 16, lesson 7, the last line, each example has the letter ha in its ending form, final form. Okay, so these three examples have been put together very well. In that, we see the letter ha in its beginning form in the first line, in its middle form in the second line, and in its ending or final form in the third line. Not every lesson is going to be as well put together as this one. But this one, mashallah, is excellent, okay? Alright, the letter ha, just as a note for articulation, the letter ha is pronounced from the throat. Okay? It's pronounced from the bottom of the throat. Yani, there are three articulation points in the throat. From the bottom of the throat, closest to the chest, the middle of the throat, and then the top of the throat, closest to the mouth. Okay, three articulation points. On the bottom, there's Hamza and Ha, this letter right here. That's from the bottom. Ha, it's from the bottom of the throat. From the next line is, who knows what's the next line? Ayn and Ha, the other H. Ayn and Ha. And then the top of the throat is Ghain and Kha. They're from the throat, but they're from the top of the throat, close to the mouth. Kha, Gha. Okay? So, in any case, this is just a note for the articulation point. Where does the letter come from? It comes from the throat. Where in the throat? The bottom of the throat. There are three articulation points in the throat, the bottom of the throat, the middle of the throat, and the top of the throat. Each of those articulation points has two letters. From the bottom of the throat, there's Hamza and Ha. Hamza and Ha. Both of them are from the same place. Okay, the letter Ha is like H in English, the regular H like in he or had or has, okay? But more importantly, it's like the H in Qul Huwa, Huwa, Allahu, Allahu, from the bottom of the throat. Allahu, it's from the bottom of the throat. Allah, it's not from the tongue, it's not from the lips, huh? It's from the bottom of the throat, okay? There are different areas of the mouth that are articulation points. Some of them are from the tongue, some of them are from the lips, some of them are from the throat, as this letter is. And then there's also the nasal sound, yani, and then there's the from the jowf. But in any case, we'll look at different letters, and we'll give like just a little note on where's the articulation point. We're not going to spend a lot of time with that, because we're not actually here doing tajweed. So, yani, just a note to give you some kind of idea of what's happening here. Okay, let's get on with the reading of this lesson. This is the letter Ha, as in Huwa, Huwa, Allahu, okay? Not as in Halal, Haram, Ahmed, okay? It doesn't have that scraping sound as in the other Ha. It's just easy, Ha, Huwa, Allahu, like this, okay? Naam, line 1, the first word has Ha with Dhamma, Meem with Sukoon. How do we pronounce it? Hum. This is a pronoun, a personal pronoun. Third person, masculine, plural. Hum. Yani hum al-Muslimoon. Hum al-Muslimoon. They are the Muslims. Naam. Antum al-Muslimoon. You all are the Muslims. Naam. Hum. The second letter, the second word, I mean, is the third person, feminine personal pronoun. Both of these words mean they. The first one is masculine, the second one is feminine. The second word, ha with dhamma, noon with shadda. Noon with shadda means that there's two ends. The first one has sukoon. You're going to connect it to the letter before. How do you pronounce this word?
Hunna.
Short vowel, though. Short vowel. Hold the shadda on the noon, but the vowel is short.
Hunna. Yani it's a combination of hun and then na. Hunna. Hunna. Third word. Ha with fatta, lam with sukoon. Hal. Hal. Naam. Hal antum jiya'un? Hal antum sa'imuna al-yawma? Yani we are in the first 10 days of the month of Dhul-Hijjah. Very important these days to do extra acts of worship, especially fasting and charity and reading Quran and dhikr and dua and helping the poor and the needy and the elderly and doing good deeds in general. Very important in these days. Don't let these days pass by without taking full advantage of them. The third word is ha fatta lam with sukoon. Again, it's pronounced hal. Fourth word, ha with fatha, meem with shadda. Pronounce?
Hamma.
Hamma. Okay? Ha, fatha, meem with sukoon. Shadda means sukoon, right? It's pronounced ham, ham, and then meem with fatha, ma, hamma. 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 The last word, line one?
Hana.
Hana. Long vowel, short vowel. Hana. Hana. Okay, let's read the first line all over again together. First word.
Hum.
Second word.
Hunna.
Hunna. Third word.
Hal.
Hal. Fourth word.
Hamma.
Hamma. Last word.
Hana.
Hana. Second line, lam fataha. Fatha elongated by aleph. Short vowel. Long vowel.
Laha.
Laha. Laha. Notice the ha in this example is in the middle form. It has some way to connect it to the letter before it, a lam, and a way to connect it to the letter after it, an aleph. Laha. Laha. Second word. La. Hum. La. Hum. Lahum. Lahum. Third word. Short vowel, long vowel, long vowel. Three syllables. The first syllable has a short vowel, the second syllable has a long vowel, and the third syllable has a long vowel. Let's pronounce it.
Na.
Good. Na. Ha. Ha. Na. Ha. Ha. Na. Ha. Ha. Na. Ha. Ha. By the way, naha means to prohibit something. Nahahu, nahaha, nahakum, naha, naam. Fourth word. Fourth word. Nahahu. Short vowel, long vowel, short vowel. Nahahu. Last word. Nahana. Again?
Nahana.
Nahana. Okay, adhan. After the adhan, inshallah.
Bismillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa man wala wa ba'd.
Okay, we're going to go back to the last line, lesson 7. I mean, the third line. Yeah, that is the last line, right? Yeah. Third line, lesson 7, page 16. Oh, I'm sorry, we didn't do the third line, right? We were finishing the second line. Okay, the second line, let's go back to the second line quickly and just go over it, because the last two words we read kind of quickly. I knew the adhan was coming. Okay, line 2, first word.
Laha.
Short vowel, long vowel. Laha. Second word.
Lahum.
Lahum. Third word.
Nahaha.
Nahaha. Fourth word. Nahahu. Last word?
Nahana.
Okay, what I want to call to your attention, look at the third word. Third word. Nahaha. In the third word, we have two has. One of them is in the medial form in the middle with a letter on both sides of it, and the second one is in the initial form. This is one word. Nahaha. It's one word. But the reason why the second ha is written in the initial beginning form
is because the letter before it is a non-connector. The letter Aleph is a non-connector. Non-connector means it cannot connect to a letter after it. It can connect to a letter before it, but not a letter after it. So because of that, whenever you have a letter, even though it's in the middle of the word, if the letter before it is a non-connector, it's like you're starting from the beginning again. So we have the initial form of ha and the second ha. The fourth word, nahahu, we have a different situation here. We have two ha's. One of them is in the middle form, with noon before and aleph after it. The second ha at the end of the word is not in the ending form. It's not in the final form. And the reason for that is because the letter before it is a non-connector. So therefore, yeah, and it's like we're starting from the beginning. But it's the last letter. So there's nothing to connect it to. So it's not connected to anything before. It's not connected to anything after it. So that means we write it in its independent alone form. Okay? This is something you have to make note of. Because you write words, remember, the beginning form is for the beginning of a word. But sometimes, if a word comes after a non-connector, we're going to use the beginning form. Because it's like we're starting the word all over again. But if it's the end, then we're not going to use the beginning form, nor are we going to use the end form. If the letter before it is a non-connector, as in the fourth word of line 2, nahahu, the second ha is not connected to the letter before it because it's a non-connector. And there's no letter after it. So that means it's not connected to anything. Whenever a letter is not connected to anything before or after it, we put it in its independent or alone form. Okay, and this is the independent form for the letter ha. Okay, last line. Line 3. The first word, line 3, page 16, lesson 7. The first word has meem with kasra, noon with sukoon. Minhu. The second word, lam with fatha, ha with dhamma. Two short vowels, right? Lahu. The third word has a long vowel and then two short vowels. La mahu. And the last word has a long vowel and then two short vowels. Maluhu. Hada maluhu. Laysa maluka. Last line. Let's read it together. First word.
Minhu.
Second word.
Lahu.
Third word. Lamahu. Last word.
Maluhu.
Okay, first line. Let's read the first line. First word. Hum. Second word. Shadda, huh? Hunna. Third word. Hal with sukoon, right? Fourth word. Hamma. Last word. Hana. Second line, first word. Short, long. Laha. Second word. Lahum. Third word. Nahaha. Fourth word. Nahahu. Last word. Nahana. Third line, first word.
Minhu.
Second word.
Lahu.
Third word. Lamahu. Fourth word. Maluhu. Okay, somebody volunteer from those who are learning this for the first time to read the first line. First line, Abdullahi. First line.
Hum.
Keep going.
Hunna.
Good, but no elongation of the vowel.
Hunna.
Third word.
Hal.
Fourth word.
Hamma.
Cut the vowel short. Hamma. Last word.
Hana.
Okay, somebody volunteer for the second line. Second line, Muhammad.
Laha.
Second word.
Lahum.
Third word.
نهاها. Fourth word.
نهاه.
Last word.
نهانا.
Okay, line three. Somebody volunteer to read the line three. Volunteer from the people who are learning this for the first time. Abdul Sabur.
Min
who?
Min
who?
Lahu.
But try to keep it short.
Lahu.
Lahu.
Lamahu.
Lamahu. Last word.
Ma lahu.
Look at the vowel. Ma. Naam. Ma luhu. Ma luhu. Who wants to read? That's learning this for the first time. Who wants to read? First line. Who wants to read? Get one more volunteer. Naam Salahuddin. Hum. Second word.
Hun.
With shadda. And hunna. Hunna. Good. Third word.
Hal.
Hal. Fourth word. Hamma. Last word.
Halna.
Again?
Halna.
Ha.
Hana.
Ha. Long, short.
Hana.
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 Hana. Okay, somebody else who didn't read, who wants to read, who didn't, who's learning for the first time. Now, this is your course. Line two.
They had a long night.
You had a long night? Okay, just don't make any short vowels long. And you'll have a short day today. Inshallah.
Laha.
Laha. Second word.
Lahum.
Lahum. Third word.
Nahaha.
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 Fourth word.
Nahahu.
Nahahu. Last word.
Nahana.
This is good. This is good. Somebody else want to read? This is good. MashaAllah. Naam Sulaiman. We got you now, brother. Line three. Minhu. Second word.
Lahu.
Lahu. Third word. Elongate the first vowel. Naam. Lamahu. Last word. Elongate the first syllable. Maluhu. Maluhu. Anybody else didn't really want to read? Okay, we're going to stop here. I'm going to ask you to please practice during the week. Write out the lesson. Read the lesson. Listen to somebody read it. Try to write it by dictation. Try to write it with somebody just reading it to you without looking at the book. And after you wrote it before and you read it and you listened to it, try to see if you can write it without looking at the book. You have to try to practice being able to write without looking. If you were to write a sentence right now in English, if I was to dictate to you and give you a simple sentence to write, this is a masjid. You don't need to see anything, you just write it. Right? So the same thing, that's what I want you to be able to do. If you start practicing now, by the time we finish this book, you'll be able to write whatever you hear with ease. But if you don't practice this dictation that I'm suggesting to you now, when you finish this book, mashallah, you might be able to read very well. But if you hear something, you're not going to be able to write it by just listening. Okay? Your ability to recognize what you see is different than recognizing what you hear. There are different faculties in the brain that you learn through, and you have to train all of them. The same way you want to train the muscles in your arms differently than you train the muscles in your legs, right? So likewise, your listening, your seeing, your ability to speak, these are different faculties that you have to practice with each one of them. And this manner of doing each lesson will help you in each area of learning the Arabic language. I hope that inshallah you will take it seriously and that you will practice every day. And don't forget to ask Allah's help. Any question before we close?
Okay, brothers and sisters, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in a hadith that's reported by Al-Imam Al-Bukhari, and the wording actually is from Al-Imam Abu Dawud in his Sunan, the hadith is sahih. He said, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ما من أيام العمل الصالح فيها أحب إلى الله من هذه الأيام. يعني أيام عشر ذي الحجة. They said, يا رسول الله, ولا الجهاد في سبيل الله. He said, ولا الجهاد في سبيل الله إلا رجل خرج بماله ونفسه ولم يرجع بشيء من ذلك. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there are no days in which good deeds done are more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than good deeds done in these days that we're in right now. First 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. There are no days in the whole year that Allah loves you to be doing good deeds than in these days. They said, not even if a person went out in jihad fi sabilillah in other days, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, not even jihad fi sabilillah in other days. These days, except the one who went out in jihad with his wealth and his self, and he didn't come back with anything. He lost his wealth and he lost his life. That's the only exception to this. These are the days that Allah loves us to be doing good deeds. Please take advantage of these days. May Allah grant you success. Be in that. SubhanAllah.